Okay, round two. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the cast for episode 11.
11.
Yep. Today I have Angela.
Hi.
And Allie, or Allison.
What do you prefer? Allie.
Allie works, okay. And Sam's back as well.
I'm always back.
Always here.
Sam's always
here. I'm always here.
Remember, you can't lean all the way in the corner.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I can give you another mic. You can sit across the room.
And that's where we're over there by the door.
Yeah. I will sit in the closet and talk.
Okay. See, there you go.
Exactly.
It's been a while since I had four people on the cast.
It's true.
Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting.
Maybe.
You guys were very talkative before this, and now you're
as
super
soon
quiet.
As the cord gets, it's just like
super quiet.
Well, we said everything before we started.
That's what I'm saying. You guys gotta wait for the podcast.
It's time to repeat stuff.
Yeah. Repeat stuff. Now you gotta talk about stories over again.
That's true.
Movies are $5 Monday through Thursday.
Like, everybody knows what you're talking about. So we've got a listener in Japan. He's not gonna know what you're talking about.
Dude,
come
really?
To America.
Yeah, we've talked about this before,
come
like
to
four
Manchica,
times.
To AMC. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's also one in France and one in Australia.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's how
Australia.
Oh, it's gonna be Melanie. Oh,
I miss Melanie.
Melanie
Smith.
Melanie Smith, best friend. Love you, Melanie.
Love you.
If she listens.
If
yeah.
I'll tell her.
Wait, she went to the Tahoe.
She went to Tahoe.
Yeah, she went to Tahoe. She worked at with you guys at that.
She didn't not at the same time. She was there before me.
Oh.
And she left before I got there. So.
Well,
I thought she was working there when I was working there.
Mm-mm.
No?
Yeah. No,
are
she
sure?
wasn't. I remember specifically, yeah. Because now I remember who she is.
Maybe I'm thinking of Rosie.
Probably.
She
probably.
Yeah, she was
I thought
there.
Melanie
yeah.
worked there, too.
No.
Melanie did work there.
She randomly jumped in and out, maybe, because that was it.
Yeah,
after
she was,
you,
she was
after
there
you
a lot
left,
of time.
She came in.
No, she was there a few times when I was there.
I know.
And she would always come in, like, assuming that I knew her, and I'd always forget. So,
I was
sorry.
Always in there, like, every day.
Yeah,
I was in
we know.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, so, AMC?
Yes?
Yeah, AMC. It's pretty legit. Not
yeah.
So
not
that's
gonna
it.
Lie.
That's
just,
it.
Just AMD. It's legit.
AMC,
but
I'm it.
We
so
work there.
What's
no big deal.
What's the difference now that between AMC and the Hero Sarah?
We have new
it is.
Uniforms,
Carasotis.
Which
huh?
is
doesn't
awesome.
Apply to
Carasotis?
You guys. But we have new uniforms.
We don't have to wear those stupid bow ties anymore.
Those
but
bow ties
like everyone's
awesome.
Been complaining about
I still
how
have mine in my purse.
How
why
small
it?
The hole is
well,
for our shirts. Like our heads are all too big to fit through the hole.
Yeah, the hole's really tiny.
Wow. So there's a tiny hole, huh?
Yeah, and our t-shirts and our uniforms, yeah.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. Does it have, like, your guys' slogan or anything on it?
It just has AMC, really tiny, right
you,
here.
You should just, like, go to work and then afterwards just go out and party and, like, with your AMC shirts.
Oh,
like,
what's that?
I did
yeah.
that on Saturday. Except for I didn't really
I do it all the time,
what
but
did
it's
you
Starbucks.
Do Saturday?
I picked your ass up.
Gotta come up with something
oh,
else.
Oh, drunk
for.
Night.
Hmm? Yeah.
Sorry.
What? No, it's just how you guys are talking, so I went to look, and then you guys stopped.
She asked me what I did on Saturday, and I picked her ass up, because she was drunk.
I was a little inebriated.
And I was
I picked
in my
you
AMC.
Up, too.
Hey, you did.
I'm being drunk.
Wait, on Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, not a, you picked
oh.
me up on Wednesday.
I don't know when it was.
Wednesday night you were supposed to come out, Sam, but you didn't.
You went to Chris's.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I wanted to go
no,
to
No, that
Chris's
was Thursday night. Night was at Chris's.
Saturday.
No, it
Saturday
was Saturday. Because
you
yeah,
worked
Saturday.
And you said that you were going to just stay the night. And have clothes, and then go to work the next day, and you didn't come.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I remember you telling me about it the next morning.
Wait,
yeah,
no.
That was
I remember
a rough,
bits and pieces of it.
Rough day.
That was a...
Rough day.
That was
work
a long
work
night.
Work
that
was really fun.
That was
Saturday
a long
night.
Night, but it was a heck of fun. I was...
That was a lot of drinking that night.
That was
there
a lot
was.
Of drinking
a lot of
that
beer
night.
Bong.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot
you
of
guys
drinking.
Are talking about two separate parties, and you're both agreeing on everything. Like, we drank a lot that night.
Well,
yeah,
they
we did. There was a lot of beer. Like,
for,
yeah.
They showed up at the party I was at for a little while.
We
and
did?
They left. Yeah.
Chris's?
We did?
Saturday
we did?
Night. Or Friday night.
Friday
wow.
night.
It
oh,
wasn't
we
Chris's.
Did. Because
we did?
The guys
then,
that were chasing around the pool, and we were scared
yeah.
because I didn't fall in because it was empty.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous.
Chasing around the pool?
Yeah, they were like running around
and, going inside
and like
it,
jumping
and,
inside
like,
the empty
pushing
pool.
Each other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was very.
I thought they were chasing
violent.
You, and
it
I
was
like,
crazy,
I don't remember that. Yeah, I actually fell in that pool. I have a nice cut
yeah.
in my knee from that. My knee was bleeding that whole night, too.
That's no way
you
now.
Showed
he showed us.
Like, hey, look.
Yeah, my pants have a big red spot in them now.
Cool.
Yeah, no.
Cool. It's like
I don't really
it's
care.
Like super bad. The period blood girl.
Just tell she's people that was that. That was that.
Yeah. You know, just to see what their reaction is. You danced with some chick and she got beer blood on you.
Blood brothers.
She must have been short, though, because it's like my knee.
A midget.
You are tall.
You are pretty tall, Sam.
She was getting really low. That's just...
There you go.
Down and freaky.
On your knee?
Maybe you were sitting down.
For something else.
Yeah.
Maybe you were sitting down.
Lap dance.
Like, yeah, that's like it.
That makes more sense.
Damn strict.
We'll go with that.
Good idea. Yeah. Now you got a solid story now.
Yes.
Yeah. Good to go.
Yes.
A midget.
But then why is it
period blood on my knee.
Did her bloody vagina bite me or something?
Yes.
That's why it's
that's,
cut.
That's
okay.
What's happened.
That is a legit story.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool story.
Chris, you're welcome.
Yep. Most of it was from you too, though. So
serious.
The
talk.
Ideas.
Yes.
Serious talk.
Serious talk.
Yeah, right. This is a family-oriented podcast. That's why there's an explicit tag.
There is a 9-year-old listening, though.
Apparently.
Oh no! I'm sorry, 9-year-old. Don't listen to this one.
I'm not sorry.
If he's able to listen to this, then
if he's listening,
kudos to
this,
him.
Yeah, he's badass.
You can't listen to it unless you agree to Apple's little being 18-year-old.
Are you 18? And you say agree or disagree?
No, you have to make an account.
Oh,
yeah. That says about where you're born. Yeah. I was gonna subscribe, and then I figured you had to make an account, and I just gave up because that's too long of a process.
Yep, it's because there's an explicit tag.
You just have to just like it, subscribing for anything else. You just kind of like your name,
takes
your email.
2 seconds.
Yeah, but oh,
some
yeah.
Password.
You can listen to it on the site.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
When I'm bored late at night, I listen.
I listen.
Oh,
to
it. Oh, so you only listen to it when you're bored? That's awesome. Rude.
I do it sometimes.
When do I ever have time to listen to it? Otherwise,
I don't know when you go home.
Yeah, late at night.
When there she's bored.
Yeah.
When I'm bored on my computer.
Why do you have to
I
be
get,
bored?
I go home and, I don't know, screw it on my computer and I'll get tired of music and I'll just listen to them. And I'll be like, I've heard this one 5 times, but okay.
I was a part of this one. I knew the conversation.
Yeah. I don't remember this conversation, but
well,
I
no, it's fun to listen back
it.
Because
yeah.
Every now and then you'll hear something that was in the background that you didn't know.
Yeah,
like
my car driving by or something.
Yeah. That wasn't in the podcast, though.
Oh, okay.
That was just some random recording that I was doing.
Oh, okay.
So
that's pretty sweet, though. You heard my car drive up.
Like, it sounded legit, too. Yeah. Like, it sounded like you were outside.
We should have saved that, because then...
Should have. But it was like a 3.5-hour long clip.
Go drive by, and we'll be like, oh,
yeah.
Here's Sam.
I'm going to go... That's what we'll play for the sound clip before this, just my car driving away.
Well, Sam left. Yeah. But welcome to episode 11. Yep.
Or this is Sam coming, and just play it in reverse.
Do you like this random curl?
No.
It's hella cute.
Because everybody listening can see it.
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah, they can.
Gotta wait until we start the video.
Is
podcast.
It time to post?
I was just about to say I dyed my hair yesterday, or Allison did, but
and I made it look super good because I'm awesome.
Which?
It's darker.
Darker?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, dumbass.
Not so dumb.
We didn't pay attention, Sam. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm horrible. Be a good friend.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. I can only get, like, the extremes, like, from a blonde to, like, brunette or brunette to blonde, but I can't.
Or big
hair. Like, the little shades. The little shades don't. I'm just bad with those.
The box told me that they wouldn't recommend me dyeing my hair blonde.
Allison can't dye hair blonde. It turned out orange.
Bleach. Damn it!
Bleach is for.
Yeah, no thank you. I don't want to be a blonde.
But it's
that'd be
awesome.
Horrible.
But it's better.
I love it when nobody realizes when my hair's long and I cut it to short, and they're like, "Sam, you look different." I'm like, "I don't know."
I know this. I wasn't your hair long in Tahoe?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yours was too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yours was heck of long.
Yeah, my driver's license looks like a serial killer.
She'll find out
when
your
I was 18,
name,
huh?
She'll find out your middle name.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
care.
I don't do that anymore. High school's over. Isn't that crazy?
I love.
Yeah,
like,
when I met you, you had long hair.
Like high school pictures, like
yeah,
like my driver's license picture. I have hella long hair.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts. Like
me
10
too.
Years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you had short hair.
No.
Oh.
No.
Not in that one.
Not in any of
speaking
your pictures.
Of hair,
do you have
I think
short
I'm gonna
hair.
Get fade next time.
Just yeah. Gonna,
just go like bald.
No,
much, so.
Grow your hair out.
No,
make a flat
why?
Top.
Grow your hair
go for
out.
Flat
top. Oh, just everything but the top.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. No,
don't do that.
I'm gonna shave everything but the patch, just
yeah.
right in the back.
Ew. That's Never mind.
That'll look good. And then put your name in it, like a logo. Like shave an oval in it.
Anyways, Dwight.
Yeah. How are you, Sam?
Sorry.
So.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what you're laughing about. We'll
tell you about that later.
Oh, okay.
We can't say it on there because I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, you won't. That's what we're here to do, is offend people.
Oh, well, I said that this would be really Mexican.
Oh, okay.
I need to just, like, grow that out.
Yeah, that's kind of the joke, but...
Yeah. Well, I laughed at it in private.
In private. That's why I told my friend. Very private matter. So I shared it with everybody.
Serious talk.
Oh, man.
That's not... I didn't see a knuckle anywhere on there.
Like me and Ryan trying to high five, but we kept our...
I don't know what you guys were doing the other day.
Yeah, me neither. He kept trying to grab my hand.
Fiddling your legs now.
I'm fiddling my legs. I don't have something in my hand. So
yeah, I don't think
legs.
It'll pick up, though.
No.
Hopefully not.
Would you like to play with
my
sunglasses?
Try. No. Those make noise.
Yeah, don't give them things that make noise.
I don't know.
So where's this?
I love.
There it is.
Waiting for the spike.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, where's the whole British accent they're speaking in?
Oh.
It doesn't sound good.
No.
We're not very good.
We're not very good.
Yeah, you guys are going to hear yourselves and be like, wow.
I'm just not going to listen to this one. No, we go.
That's good motivation for everybody else to listen to it.
Yeah.
Going to lose like half the listeners. All right, you're right.
I don't like hearing my own voice, that's why.
No one does.
Yeah.
No. Everybody always sounds different.
Especially in a British accent. Doesn't
sound
British.
It sounds
stupid.
We're gonna have a British subscriber. And then
we'll
be like, he's damn American.
Too many things going on at once.
It's true.
Show me your boobies.
Oh, oh my guitar.
I think I need to see this movie.
I was gonna say, are you guys filming the movie now?
Oh, Chris is awesome. What?
This is a thing that happened.
Yeah.
In real life.
What were we watching?
We were talking about, real talk, how if I lived in LA and I encountered Robert Pattinson, that Crystal would want me to tell him to wait, and that I would show him my boobs so that my friends can come and have time to get there. And so she was like, hello, I'm Robert Pattinson. Show me your boobies and I'll play you my guitar. Maybe. Come back to my hotel with me.
Holler, I'm sure that worked out really well.
It would work out. He would do it. I know he would.
Yeah, no, of course.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You do? Because I don't think I do.
It's a very productive podcast.
It's pretty much just been laughing. You could tell the bursts of laughter.
Very, very close together.
Explosive.
You love that so much.
This is why it's an hour, so we can get stories in.
So we can get something productive in.
Yeah, like right now.
Yeah, the girls whispering to themselves.
Something about each
what
other's
are you
eyes.
About?
They're staring
eyes.
Deep into each
beautiful
other's
brown eyes.
Okay, wow.
Oh, I think they're about to kiss.
That's not happening.
That doesn't happen.
JK.
We're supposed to say anything, get people excited, alright? Then we get more subscribers.
Yeah, because they listen.
Yeah.
Like, I want to listen to that kiss.
Exactly.
Get closer to the mic, please.
It's for those people that are like, oh, those girls are going to kiss, and I'm
the perverts,
listening to it, so it's kind of like I'm there.
They're like imagining it?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Maybe I'll start another podcast.
Just sex noises.
Soothing sounds of the sex. It's just like a 4-hour long
it's just
every time.
Dwight just making random noises. Like.
It's going to be a podcast I'm going to do by myself. Try to keep it, you know, exciting and new every single time.
I would really want to see what you would do with that, Dwight.
I don't want to do that. I already got plans for like 2 other podcasts.
We need to hook up your video, your webcam and do like this shot
the
by shot.
Time lapse.
You should do it so it takes a picture every second, though, instead of, like, every 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Just so it's, like, you can actually see more movement.
That'd be what?
Shut up.
Like, 1,200 pictures an hour?
Yeah.
I think, right?
Be pretty awesome.
60 times 60?
That's a lot of pictures.
Did you save those videos with me and Ryan and you?
No, I did not. I formatted since then. for the new computer.
Do you ever put on 64-bit?
No. I'm going to do it soon. I've been too busy playing Just Cause 2.
Yeah, that game Sims. Is pretty awesome.
And,
the
Sims. And making Gay Cowboys Brokeback Mountains.
Yep.
Yeah.
I made a floating house.
Well, he just started that, but...
Yeah.
Yes.
Just started it.
It looks pretty legit.
I'm going to keep working on it, though.
It really does. And then the whole... Yeah, that game Just Cause 2 is pretty awesome. What?
Yeah, so it doesn't look so much like Brokeback Mountain.
Didn't you see the little newspaper girl? Come
on. She's there for a reason.
Yes, I'd like to hang out with the little newspaper girl.
Turn on some cheats and then drag her into the house. Then get rid of the doors.
That's not creepy at all.
I'll just get a new paper girl every time. Get her in there so she has friends. So it's just two cowboys.
But you need, to make a basement now. Like a second set of stairs that goes down into a basement.
Sam, what's up with you with like the whole... You need to have like a space in between each level. And you need stairs into each level.
Oh. Why not? It's pure genius.
It's pretty smart.
Oh my god, why did I just do that? I just ran a fingernail over my knee. That really hurt.
Ow, why?
Sam has really sensitive kneecaps.
Yes.
It's not that he got a scratch
from
or not.
The vagina that bit me.
The very elaborate story that we all thought of.
Yeah. Did we talk about that on the podcast?
No, that was before the podcast.
Maybe we shouldn't go into that.
Maybe it's not podcast material.
No.
Talk about it.
Wait, what?
We didn't talk about it on the podcast.
I thought we did talk about it on the podcast.
No, it wasn't recording.
Oh, man. That was a good story.
It was like 15 minutes of us talking about a midget giving Sam a lap dance.
And then it's vagina biting my knee.
It really... Could happen.
Damn, you never know.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Welcome back. Holler.
There's always bathroom breaks on the podcast. Like, the first one was me.
Yeah, like, half a second
it
in.
It started out with...
As I started, you're like, hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah. It was a good way to start it, though.
To go tinkle?
To go pee, yeah.
I think it was a good stepping stone.
I should have left the door open so that it could
have picked
it
up.
They very much so are.
Awesome.
So, is there anything you guys want to talk about?
Anything important?
Anything that's
anything
irritating
going on
right
in
now?
Life? Anything irritating?
Irritating me right now.
Are you just repeating what I was saying?
Yep. I was trying to say it before you, but you just got it faster.
I'm quick on it. I'm
Why
quick
would
on the draw.
There's some things I could talk about, but I don't know if you guys would be, interested in talking about them. There.
Is it about girl troubles?
It's about douchebags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Douchebags is always a good topic to talk about.
I don't like douchebags. That's all.
That's why they're called douchebags. Do you want to elaborate on that and why
you
hate
can get
them?
Those at the Dollar Tree?
Douchebags?
Yeah.
Like actual douchebags? Because that's kind of gross.
Yeah, actual douchebags.
Did you get one?
Did you...
No, yeah, we got some in high school because I forgot what we did with them.
You can buy thongs at the Dollar Store.
Yeah, that's it. We did a bunch of...
Yeah.
Thongs at the Dollar Store.
We also tamponed somebody's house. That was
I did that too.
It was pretty awesome.
We dipped them
and we got
in
those
tomato
at the
juice
trees.
And threw them on
Are
like
you talking about
cars?
Where we went? Oh.
Yep.
That was us.
Okay, right. Let's go back to the douchebag thing. Oh.
I don't know. I don't want to elaborate on a podcast, but I'm just saying douchebags irritate the shit out of me.
I can elaborate.
Go ahead.
So, this guy that Ange used to talk to.
No! Let's not talk about that.
You just said elaborate.
No!
Thought we were friends.
Okay.
This motherfucker language.
It's explicit for a reason.
Comes into the movie theater where he knows that she works with some chick and is like all over her and it's kind of disgusting. And he sees us and he gets more all over her and then she gets bummed because he's an asshole and he's a
motherfucker. You should have spit in his popcorn.
I wasn't working. We were watching a movie.
Yeah. And it didn't help because we were a little inebriated.
This happened last night, by the way.
Oh, goodness gracious. Two nights in a row.
Uh-oh.
You alcoholic. Anyways, so we just kind of, like, bypassed the whole situation.
Yeah, because what happened was when we saw him,
what
we kind of ran out of the theater.
So you saw him
and
ran?
No, we were flying out the theater.
Guess had
we
a had plane
to
inside
pee.
Of the theater.
No. Flying
like
ourselves.
Peter Pan flying.
Yeah.
Because we had to pee and get a refill on our soda.
Yes.
And we ran out laughing because we were flying. You know, you laugh when you fly.
We were flapping our arms.
Yeah.
And, like,
flying.
And he was sitting in the hallway and we were being so loud that he was looking over and then we ran to the bathroom. And
is that him? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. And she's like, what? And then I was like, whoa.
Pretty much. That's how the conversation went.
Okay.
I do have to say about the AMC, I really hate the bathrooms.
Fucking right off a track, dude.
Right
she
off.
Was in the middle of a star, no, and then just dig up something that is
I don't like it because you could be standing outside and you can hear everybody peeing. And it's
and talking.
Gross. And talking.
And apparently when we laugh in the bathroom, everyone in the entire theater can hear us.
The person in, like, Avatar, like, five things down, Avatar's like, walks down and talks. What the hell? That was just the first movie.
$2.7 billion is enough for James Cameron. No. Yeah. Okay. I think so. Yeah. It's like, no, take it out of theaters now. It does. It's also a person farting down
there. Yeah, it says, I heart farting down there. And I think I drew something underneath. That. That was me.
Yep.
And then
yeah, you drew something underneath.
There's a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
I drew a match.
Basically what my room looked like. Beforehand.
Explosive
why did you
painting?
Paint over it?
After 6 years, it gets really hectic.
Yeah.
You wake up and you're like, ugh. And so I started painting, and then I got bored, and I didn't finish the ceiling.
Yeah.
So, I'll get around to it. I still got the paint.
Ooh.
So.
And I drew a Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, I think you did the British flag.
But anyways, why I was saying I hate the bathrooms there is because you walk in one way, and then you think you're walking out the same way if you're not paying attention, and then you'll be like, alright, so my friends were just here, where the hell is everybody?
Well, that's kind of your own fault for not paying attention.
It's happened to me almost every time.
You walked into the bathroom, and then I walked out the opposite way. I don't know why I did.
Yeah.
And you were there, and I was like, did you plan on doing that, or...
And I was just like, no.
Did we have this conversation, or...
I just hate it, because I'll walk in, and I'll wash my hands, and I'll always go out to the next, just, like, continue out, and not realizing it.
zoning. I never do it on purpose, but I always use the same stall. Like, I go in there, and then, like, there's something written on the wall, some gangster... That? Drew something on the wall in Sharpie. And every fucking time I go in, like, I'm like, holy shit, I recognize that. Yeah. And then, like, six times in a row.
Yeah, the guy's bathroom is worse than the girl's bathroom.
I've been
in the guy's bathroom for a fire drill meeting.
I think I always pee in the small, the shortest one.
Is
for
it because
some reason.
Guys have fire hoses?
Like,
yeah, small.
fire drill.
I don't know, Tom. I don't even know why. Tom took us in there, though.
Huh? I know Tom.
Tom?
Yeah. Tom.
I know Tom.
Who's Tom?
He's a manager?
Yeah, he's the manager.
That guy.
Yeah.
He is creepy as shit.
Is that the guy with the mullet?
No,
that's
Dave.
No, Dave's pretty legit.
The guy that got replaced by Tom.
Oh. Did Tom used to work at the other movie theaters?
Mm-mm. No, they brought him in from, like, across country, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the way they did everybody.
Okay.
And I think he's the last one left from across country, right?
How do you know Tom?
I'm friends with Israel, and he used to work there, and he was good friends with them.
He
and
used
now
to
every
work
time
there?
We, yeah. Oh. And every time we go in now, we talk to him, and
he's very talkative.
He is.
He's very nice.
Yeah.
I disagree. He's creepy.
Yeah, to us.
So we went in the movie.
Well, like half the people there got filed with like sexual harassment lawsuits, didn't they?
He needs to.
Like Adam Sledge did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who's that?
He went back. Yep. Sledge was cool. I liked him. He was really nice.
Anyways, Allison, go ahead.
I don't know, one day we went in there and Tom apparently was having a bad day and Angela and I were both like wearing low cut shirts and we walk up to the counter.
Your own fault.
We walk up to the counter and we're like, hey! And apparently like our boobs were like right there and he proceeded to tell us that he checked us out and it made his day.
Well, there you go.
Well, if you're gonna hang him
you
out.
You made him
then
happy
you
and that pisses you off.
It's creepy, like you're my boss, like you shouldn't be like...
He, I mean,
well, I
maybe
so.
He can think
yeah.
that,
yeah,
but,
from
like,
a boss
to tell
sense.
Us
yeah.
that, like,
yeah.
From a boss thing, I think that would be pretty
I'm gonna start creepy. Saying that to people that have, like, really low-cut shirts
just
at Starbucks.
Say,
be like, thanks a lot, I just checked you out, you really made my day. Here's your coffee.
Here's your coffee.
Will you go get me a cinnamon dolce latte, iced,
so
vanilla cream? Yes.
No. I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I already had my coffee.
I didn't.
Yeah, I did too. It's because of Sam.
Yep, I brought.
Thanks, Sam.
I brought like four.
What a fail!
Thanks, Sam.
Epic fail.
Very much.
You
so.
Guys were at Applebee's.
Whatever.
We
I didn't bring Taco Bell over, so me and Allison had Taco Bell earlier.
No, we didn't.
Fuck you. I'm
yeah. Thanks.
Up.
I haven't had my Taco Bell fix for the day.
Way to be a good friend.
I want my volcano nachos.
Yeah. Well, no.
Which are amazing.
Which are amazing.
Oh my god.
Ew.
That's my new favorite thing.
Yeah.
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 Dwight was playing video games.
I was here
and I was
we
just devouring them. Just
yeah,
I was trying to find nachos, and I decided instead of going to 7-Eleven to get nachos, I went to Taco Bell.
Yeah, we drove all the way around town.
Kind of.
Like,
we
made a big
drove
loop
down
around
like,
it. Down Louise.
Like a 2 mile radius kind of a thing, just down and back. It was fun.
Taco Bell's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't like working there, though. But
you
Taco
that,
Bell.
Did you know that the beans are
that.
Actually powder and you just add water?
Yeah.
Isn't that disgusting?
There's also a portion of Ex-Lax in them.
Yeah.
It's a form of preserving them.
All right. Well, wow. Now I have to tell.
There you go. Just ruin Taco Bell more for you guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't ruin it for me because I still work there and I eat it all the time.
Well, there
just
you go.
Like Sonic, their chili.
Sonic's disgusting.
But Sonic's chili sits there all day, and pretty much when somebody orders something chili, they just stir it and get all the crunchy stuff on top that's hardened, mixed in with it, and then they scoop it.
Ew.
Makes you want to eat one of those conies that they have.
Yeah, I remember that one time you got one and it was just terrible.
Oh.
And then you stopped eating them completely.
Yeah, I haven't got one since. I don't even go there anymore.
Yeah, I don't go
I
there.
I hate Sonic.
Because the last few times have been nasty.
They have good drinks. That's it.
I like the cherry limeades.
Yeah. I was about to say cherry limeades.
They're better than our cherry limeade at Taco Bell.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Have you ever tried one? They taste like...
I think so. I had the strawberry. I had the strawberry mango one.
I had the frutisa or whatever.
I love frutistas.
Those are
the best flavor
now.
That one isn't
good.
Is strawberry, mango, and margarita all mixed together?
But I don't think
it tastes like apple. Yeah, you can.
Like if I went up and ordered that, they'd give that to me.
Yeah.
Would it charge hella?
No.
Okay.
You just yell at him.
Look at this.
I'm gonna start throwing things if you don't give me this drink.
Well, I always wonder why people don't order, like, mango and strawberry mixed together, because it tastes hecka good.
Because nobody knows.
Yeah, because nobody knows.
Everyone,
make a sign, be
like at the movie
this
theater,
shit tastes good, order it.
This shit tastes good. At the movie theater, people always order ices all mixed together, like,
yeah,
all
just get
four
red
flavors.
I
all
always,
four flavors.
I don't like the
orange.
Orange,
Coke,
orange tastes like
cherry,
shit.
And blue raspberry.
As long as they're laid, it's amazing. And then at the bottom, it's just like that combination. It's just great.
Just that brown liquid.
Ew,
I had something that tasted like that.
Coca-Cola.
I tried some drink recently that tasted just like us, like the icy when you mix all the colors. It was pretty awesome.
Was it a bunch of Otter Pops poured into a cup?
I don't know. It was alcoholic.
Was this today? Because you're wearing the same shirt.
No.
Does it have a sticker on it?
No.
That was Wednesday.
Oh, and it's what's today?
Monday?
Tuesday.
Is it Monday?
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah. I should usually be at Taco Bell right now closing, but I'm
ew,
not.
Ew, why did... Never mind. Why did he say that? Did I rape Sam? Did he rape you that night?
Are we raping?
Wait, did the raping start already? Am I late? I gotta switch out of these clothes. My rip
these are not
pants.
My rip clothes.
These are not my work clothes.
It's not rape, it's surprise sex.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. Wednesday was a fun night. I spent too much money and I drank too much.
First of all, fuck you, motherfucker!
That was very mean to say that to Sam.
That wasn't directed to Sam.
Hot Tub Time Machine, well, see it.
I already seen it and it was not.
You already saw it?
I already seen it.
Oh my god, Dwight, you just broke my heart.
You ain't know what I'm talking about.
It was not that good. It was too cliche for
me. We
my
saw
own
it eight
liking.
Times.
Stop! Ten! Stop!
It was like the same thing with Hangover.
It was so funny.
Hangover is a great movie and everything like that, but I can't watch it like 10 times consecutively.
We saw How to Time Machine a lot.
Yes.
It was very funny to us. Yes.
I would have seen it again, I'm just saying. I expected more. You know, for having as much hype as it did.
Like, I'm going to bring up, like, I have the past, like, five podcasts. I want to see that owl movie.
The owl movie? You've only brought it once.
No, it's twice, I think.
You're talking about
the
owl
Legend
movie?
Of the Guardians? Oh,
yeah.
My god. Every time I watch a trailer, I get chills.
Really?
Oh, my god. I want to see
I
it
laugh
so
hysterically
bad.
Every time I see it, because I'm like,
why?
Really? It's an owl movie? Like,
no. Make it Piranha's 3D. Laugh at that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
funny.
Pretty funny.
No.
Hey, end of solution to the movie. Get out of the water. And go somewhere else.
Yeah. No.
Let's go to this lake instead.
There's something funnier than Piranha's 3D coming out, and that's Step Up 3D.
Oh, God. Why
that
is that
movie,
3D?
That movie is something to laugh about.
I don't understand that.
Why?
Step Up 3, but it's 3D.
I've never
Step
seen
up
the first
3D.
One. Or the second one. Yep. So.
I still
want to see Shrek.
It's good. Let's go watch it.
I love it, Daddy.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
One of my favorite
what?
Series.
I love the TV show.
I don't know what Emily Shemlon's going to do with it, though.
I don't like
with
the cast.
What?
Airbender.
Oh, yeah, because Avatar took its name.
Like, I thought you were talking about the other one. Because I was pissed when, like, when they first announced Airbender, Avatar wasn't out yet, and they were still advertising it. And I was, when people were talking about Avatar, I was like, what? Fucking Last Bender?
Why'd they call it Avatar, though? Like, they completely took the other
name. Yeah, it was completely...
Why didn't they call it, like, Pandora?
The stupid blue
Why'd they call it Smurfs?
Smurfs!
Smurfs! Yeah. I love Smurfs.
Don't call Smurfs.
It's a good movie. It is, but...
The opposite of Smurfs.
I didn't think it was that great.
Well, it's a storyline that's been told 1,000 times. Stupid. It looks nice.
It looks nice, yes.
It's the 3D in it was the best out of any movie I've seen.
I went and saw an IMAX 3D in Arizona, and it wasn't
You went all the way to Arizona for that?
Yeah.
Mistake.
You're the reason that he has $2.7 billion.
This was
People traveled out of state to go see it.
13?
On Friday the 13th.
At an AMC theater, which now I can see movies for free at any AMC theater.
Which
is everywhere. So I could have gone to Arizona to see a free movie at AMC.
You could have.
When I have a kid.
Really?
It's gonna go on
because they didn't.
I kind of want to steal my buddy's ideas and get my kid's name across my chest.
Well, the only reason why I have a tattoo on my child is because if I lost it, because that's a possibility.
Like put a barcode, yeah. So you can like just
you
scan
can get those
kid.
Things that they put in animals underneath their skin.
But that's not as cool as having like a barcode underneath your on your.
Put
kid's
a barcode
face.
Over it. That way, if they have the scanner or the other scanner, you're set.
So, like, you can just, like, go to Rayleigh's
or
and
print
just,
their
like,
driver's license on them. That'd be funny. And just, like, leave the parts blank for when they get old enough.
They're,
like
social
the driver's
security
license
number
and stuff, just leave that blank.
Well, then somebody can, like, steal their identity, so you wouldn't want their social security number.
But then,
number.
Yeah.
Just put their last name, and then, you know, they could just, like, or your home address, and then they
Not if it's
you.
A girl, because if she gets married, she might change it.
Who gives a shit?
Just saying.
It would be your kid, right?
Then just tattoo
you
above it
maiden name.
You can
do whatever you want to
name.
Your kids besides rape.
Maiden name.
Yeah. Anything but rape your kids?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Anything. Including butt rape your kids.
Surprise
how
sex.
People are going to perceive that. Anything like butt raping your kids. I'm say it really quick.
Your poor kids.
That's why I'm not having kids.
So you don't butt rape them? I know I can't trust myself, so that's why
I just
I'm
can't help it.
You were talking about earlier how you wanted kids. You were walking through the baby section at Walmart, and you're like, I want a kid. No, you don't.
I don't. I do, but I don't. I would lose my child.
I like your impersonation.
I want a kid. That's awesome talking.
Stop doing that.
Oh my god.
You know you like it when
I
she
have to get
you.
Over you somehow, Allison.
Well, I could move.
Yeah, fucking right, you're gonna move.
Go tinkle.
Just shuts up and goes.
Most random podcast ever.
We usually talk about like a story
so
or two.
Yeah, so
but we don't.
Well, let's talk about a story.
China's first astronaut came back today.
Oh yeah,
covered in blood.
Dwight told me about this.
Yeah, the China had their first astronaut that they finally got around to doing that. He came back covered in blood.
Awesome.
Yeah. He busted his lip on the way down from a design flaw on their thing, something, and he couldn't handle all the G-forces that it takes to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Busted his lip, and he got covered in blood, and then when he landed, all the workers came out, cleaned him up, mopped up all the blood, strapped him back in, then they opened it up for the media to take pictures.
Oh.
So it made it look like it was when they first landed.
He wasn't covered in blood.
Like, he wasn't covered in blood, but you can see in the picture his lip's hella busted. I think it's actually right here still.
You have it open?
Yeah.
Oh.
There he is.
Hey, buddy! He's... Of course, he has the peace sign, right?
Of course.
I would.
Because he's...
I'd throw gang signs coming out.
What's worse?
No, moon motherfucker! you missed a story.
Aww.
It was covered that quickly.
Yeah.
There was nothing else to talk about.
No.
About that.
So what about this big oil spill?
About how it's just getting bigger and bigger. No, it's funny because at the BP gas stations, there's a sign next to the gas pumps that say, you are responsible for your own spills.
Hey, I saw that picture. My
Did
aunt
you?
Posted it,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
Where is... I don't think I've seen a BP gas station.
There's none around here. I think it's an East Coast thing.
I have seen one before because I remember seeing it. Like, the ethanol or whatever. Or
oh,
like,
yeah, they're the people that do the ethanol. Then there's, like,
the
one or two
yeah.
in the Bay Area.
The whatever thing it is.
Yeah, 8, 7, 4,000
BN... I had some person that came, I was coming back from San Jose, and I stopped at the gas station because I was out of gas, of course.
Obviously.
And these people came up and they were like, well, I can't figure out because my car says it needs the ethanol B81, and they don't have this here. All they have is like the 89, 91, and 96 or whatever. Yeah, and so I like talking to them. I found out they're from Israel and they were just traveling in Washington. Nice. But pretty much, yeah, their really? Car said nowhere. It was a 2010 Ford Focus and it said nowhere about what kind of fuel to use besides the 81. Like
when you open up the gas tank, it didn't say, it just said unleaded only, probably?
It's, yeah, something like that, but the ethanol, like whatever it was. And we
ethanol.
Like, it had the little BP symbol, it said to use that, and we're like, so is it bad to use the regular gas, or...
I think you can use both.
Yeah, you can. We found, I think we just guessed, and eventually just, just it worked.
Like, is my car gas or diesel?
Like, I was searching,
I'll just guess.
I was searching on it on my phone, and it was kind of going through it, and I don't know. Didn't
when were you
explain.
Coming back from San Jose? When you were at
when
the
my
house?
Sister was in town.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Her and her boyfriend. Yeah, it was fun.
You
I got
sister?
Lost. Yeah.
She's still dating that same guy? Idea.
Yeah. They've been together for a while now.
Yeah, they have.
I have a brother.
You had one?
I have one.
Oh, I thought you said you had one.
I was like,
what did
you
do to
him? About that? I had a brother.
Hi, Adam.
He's not going to listen, really?
I'll make him listen to it. Adam, you're awesome.
Well, now that he's been talked about, you should talk about him so that then we can...
He got his wisdom tooth removed. He got one. Taken out.
Is he like a chipmunk now, just swollen on the side?
Kind of, but he kind of has like.
You should go up and just like hit that one side.
Aw, I'd be so happy. I love him. He doesn't like hanging out with me.
Oh.
Well, do you blame him?
I'm sorry.
Wow, you hang out with me every day of your life. What does that make you?
Nobody else hangs out with her, that's why. I'm kidding, Allison. You know you had it come.
Serious star.
Nothing but nice to you, Sam.
And you wonder why Ryan hates you.
Yeah.
Every asshole. Podcast,
who's
I hate
Ryan?
You, Sam.
Yeah. No, that's Israel.
Ryan Fisher?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. He's been gone really for 2 years. He was on his mission.
It's Sharpie.
He's Mormon.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about with two conversations going on.
I fix it. Told you.
Our conversation's better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's talk about something. Let's talk about like a hangnail.
No,
her hangnail was dirty, I guess, and so she was trying to clean it.
And I did. Did I not?
That was hangnail.
I guess she did, yeah. Thank you.
When are you going to go get a manicure, Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go get a manicure. Let's do it. Come
How fun.
See how excited they got?
You know who gets manicures?
Bernie Mac used to love manicures.
Yeah.
And pedicures.
MC Hammer came to the movie theater.
Really?
The other night.
Did you ask him what time it was?
No. Stop. Hammer time.
Oh, that's the one thing. Like, I've met him once at Jamba Juice, and like he was sitting there reading his newspaper, drinking whatever the hell
I've
he drinks.
I've been to his house, or his old house.
And I was just like sitting there sweeping, and I was just like, I want to say something to him, but I'm not going to. And so I just like kept sweeping right around.
I
would have
done the dance while I was sweeping.
That's how you should have sweeped. You should have done like the sidewalk.
The sidewalk.
Like, have your back to him, so it's just like something you do normally. And just turn around, and if he's looking at you,
it looked at the
holy shit.
Like, oh my god, I totally know.
Looked at the management and like, hey Josh, what time is it?
Or just do something and be like, wait,
just
stop.
Start humming it.
What time is it?
Just start humming it. Isn't it Hammer Time and Vanilla Ice song have the same beat or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. And Super Freak from
Super
yeah.
Freak.
What's his face?
She's super freaky.
It's the same beat.
Yeah.
Right on.
What else is a good song? Funky Town.
Aww, Kiribu.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Remember in like 7th grade we'd sit in your mom's car and just blare it like while waiting for your mom to shop through Mervin's.
I think that was it was Mervin's. Yeah. Mervin's got pissed
and
at us because
the
they hurt us.
Yeah. Yeah. Or not the mall, then also when she was at the bank we had it cranked up too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That no Mervin's they went over the speaker that somebody needs to turn down the music. Too loud
in the parking lot and it was us.
That was awesome.
That was like 7th grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss that Intrepid.
Yeah.
Except for your sister ruining it with all her crap in the back
don't
seat.
Don't touch
candy
me.
And shit.
I'm
going to
tickle you.
Don't touch me. Stop.
All it is just a bunch of giggles.
So we're just tickling Allison for anybody that can't see this.
For anybody. For the
besides
choice of you who can't
four.
See.
And the person looking in the window. But
whoa.
Awkward. So, how is everybody? Got all quiet all of a sudden.
I'm fantastic.
See, we're already 40 minutes
fucking
in.
Fucking fantastic.
America.
Fuck yeah.
America. I actually have that in my queue on Netflix
right now. Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
Fuck a lot of Dr. Street.
Durga Durga.
Jim Sturgis.
Jim Sturgis.
Apparently Jesus we have Christ. Two more dudes right now. Gay for Jim Sturgis.
I love him.
I'm just gonna get a little high.
I love Tally.
That's like South Park. Just that one episode.
Guys, I think I got it.
Okay.
That's why you keep bringing up it's like that one episode changed your life.
It really was. And then
apparently Angela and Allie are having a giggle war.
Oh, Sam, you think you're so funny.
No, I know I'm not. I'm just laughing. You two were laughing.
You could have turned that around and said, no, I know I am. But you, no confidence, Sam.
No confidence.
You need to own up to it, Sam. Be like, yes, I am.
How does your sunburn hurt?
I'm going to go cry in the closet for a little while.
Right over there.
Don't do it.
Look how white his elbow turned.
I know, my elbow is just white.
Look, watch. White.
There's a handprint. Okay.
Anyways.
There we go.
I'm going to get my elbow back.
I like elbows.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you lick your elbow?
No, because then you look retarded.
Angela's trying.
Angela, don't.
So it's everybody like, right now, like try to lick your elbow. Just do it.
Just do it. It's not possible.
Okay.
Just wait. Just
quit
stop.
Quit biting my weenus.
It doesn't hurt, right?
I sure hope all of our listeners know what a weenus is.
Just bit my weenus.
And you seem okay with it. You're laughing about
she was
it.
A little gentle.
A little.
You're so proud of yourself, Allison.
It's like, I'm going to give myself a medal. Make myself a trophy.
You
want
to grab my weenus now?
Call it the weenus biter.
Oh, yeah.
That was dirty.
She grabbed it very naughty like.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
I like it dirty.
Whoa, Angela.
There's 50 subscribers.
I actually like it clean, so I don't want to take showers. But
I'm pretty good at doing
that.
You
lost those 50 subscribers just now.
Yep.
Yeah. Good job, Sam.
Back to normal.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, back to where we were.
I like to ruin the mood.
What if there is people that just like sit there on their iTunes like with it like on ready to subscribe and unsubscribe?
Nope,
like it
I don't
doesn't
like
stop
this.
The podcast.
Oh
it
wait,
just
no, I like this now. I'm gonna subscribe. No.
Now I hate it. Now it's true.
So all they do is say like boobs.
Every 5 minutes throwing boobs.
Boobs.
I gotta get girls to come over and talk about it though. Because a bunch of guys talking about
we're
it.
We're just talking
creepy.
About boobs right now. I'm talking about boobs.
I know. That's why
awesome.
I'm agreeing.
Mine are out.
If this was a video podcast, everybody
would subscribe. Woo!
They would just go back to the time before you realized.
Oh, look. Then pull my shirt up.
See, this is one of those times that we need the webcam going at just constant.
Why?
Why not?
That's a time lapse. Time lapse, you only see like it for like half a second, and then it's gone.
See, that's why you have to set it up so it takes it faster. And so it's
every second versus
maybe
every 5 seconds or 10 seconds.
Yeah. Time lapses are fun, though.
There actually are. They
Me and Ryan sat here for like half an hour playing around with that time lapse, and then we ended up watching it, and it was just like fast forward.
It was like 5 seconds.
Yeah. The girls don't like to talk to you guys, so
they rather talk to each other.
Continue this conversation.
So maybe we should just turn the mic around and go over there.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit on this side.
Secrets don't make friends.
It's an inside thing. You guys wouldn't even understand.
They keep the ones you
have.
You
would do it,
you
and
it.
You would just look at us like, what?
So we already do that, so.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. Right. I'm kidding.
I'm not.
No.
You didn't say anything.
I know. I was thinking it very loudly.
There we go. That was it.
Wow. The different laughs.
Allison, I can't own up to that.
Oh, I can't.
So is there anything going on in the news lately that's, like, new?
Please don't talk about the news.
Seriously. China. Can we actually talk about
BP.
Something that's fun?
Can we talk
that's
about something
it.
Awesome?
What is kind of an
Everybody
awesome...
forgot about the volcano because of BP.
Actually summer.
Have you guys ever...
Wait,
done
something.
Chat
there's
roulette?
A
how is that funny that it's actually?
Hey,
it's actually summer.
Hey,
it's like June.
Have
it's
you guys done
finals.
Chat roulette?
Yeah, it's
yes.
stupid.
Isn't it? Are there like a ton of dicks like everywhere?
Yeah, yeah you got to weed yeah. through the dicks.
Weed through the dicks
to make friends.
Literally.
You got to sift through the dicks. Yeah.
Some
there's
guy
a new
that
one that
Greek.
That it's a lot better, but I forgot.
Some guy thought I was Barbie and that Allison was Greek, a Greek goddess.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I don't look like a Greek goddess. Apparently, because my hair was curly.
I was going to say, it's probably the curls, that's it.
Jerry yeah. keeps doing this
Thanks.
New one, but you give people
I'm just
stars.
Saying.
What?
You give people stars, and people give you stars if they like you. I don't know.
On chat roulette?
No, it's not chat roulette.
He just said it was something different.
It's,
yeah.
It's a way of getting rid of the dicks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, like, I don't know, we had somebody show us a dick, and it was like Bantam or something like that.
Later that day,
awesome.
I ran across something online that was talking
yeah.
about that.
It's pretty cool, though. We met a lot of people, like, through that, and then we kept, like, throwing him Facebook
out.
And, I don't
we
know.
We all forgot.
We have to ask Jerry about it. He knows. He's on
right.
it constantly.
Well, hey, Jerry, I want to know about it.
Hey, we can talk about this. Girlfriend killed by lightning minutes before boyfriend's proposal.
That
really
happened.
Ew.
Is he hot?
No.
Yeah.
Should happen.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Look at that.
Is she a ginger?
Does
that
matter?
Was mean. I'm Gingers. Sorry.
Gingers don't have a soul.
So,
Sam doesn't have a soul.
So they're officially
no,
not allowed back on the... podcast.
Yeah. Really?
No.
Oh, don't say
then we lose
I'm actually
all
not a ginger because I'm darker than everybody in here.
But you have freckles and you have red hair.
Well, yeah. I beg to differ.
He's darker than you, but
fuck you. Whitman won. Meg Whitman won. That bitch.
Who?
What are you talking about?
Everyone. Okay, well I keep getting all this stuff in the mail and like I see commercials about Meg Whitman talking shit and all the people she was running against. I don't know
what
she's running
what's for. What's Bjork doing? The new Regal? Sorry.
And she just won.
What'd she win?
I don't know, something. Whatever she was running for, she just won.
Oh, you see, for the whole
political
election today?
Election bullshit.
I voted.
Who'd you vote for?
Didn't even close the
door.
Close the door.
Thanks, Allison.
That's not. You've tried that a million times earlier. It didn't work.
I'm actually gonna keep that to myself. But I don't...
Oh, sorry. I
don't remember.
It was bad to ask people that.
I don't remember who I voted for, though.
Oh. I like how you guys fucked up my bed.
Oh, it was Allison's fault.
Bullshit.
Fixing it.
It's fine. I'm just saying, like...
You could make that sound a lot better.
Yeah?
If you just kind of change the words around. Just.
Okay, so if we take the sentence, you guys fucked up my bed.
Yes.
And
I'm
then
sure we
can
make something
words.
Fun
go ahead.
Out of it.
Nah.
I gotta think about
too
it.
Too easy.
Yes.
It's too easy. The word fucked in my bed in the same sentence.
Hey, thank you, Dwight. I was trying to get the words together to be like, I can make a fun sentence out of that.
You guys
too easy.
On my bed? What?
I guess.
It's hot in here.
Just me.
That's why I took my cardigan off. That's why I'm shirtless right now.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, no. No! You climb over me.
Wrestling
no.
and Dwight's
yeah.
Go.
Angela.
No, you climb over me. You made me climb over you. You're climbing over me.
I won in this game.
Then get in
play
this game
roller.
Then go ahead, Sam. Lay next to him.
Am I gonna? Am I straddling over you now?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Straddling
you would like that.
Oh God.
All right.
Wow,
okay,
you
like
did that very dirty,
something.
Sam.
I did.
Yeah.
I just got
I think
a
it could have been a lot
there.
Bigger.
Do we need to like turn around, like rock our eyes?
No, I'm not turning around. It's my fucking bed.
This is true.
Oh my God, Dwight's bed is the most comfortable bed ever.
It's a little awkward being in this spot. I've sat in that spot every podcast.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's weird seeing someone else here during the podcast.
Yeah.
Every single podcast he's ever been on, he's sat in that corner.
It's cool.
Well,
you
change is
not
a bad
thing.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not bad. Ow, why did you hit me?
I didn't.
Because you didn't move.
You need a water bed.
Yeah.
No, I'm perfectly fine with this one. Water beds are annoying.
Yeah.
So that right now you can just be like,
what if
that's
you're like boning and
sorry.
It popped and
then you just get really wet.
And then your floor gets all moldy and,
yeah.
And your room smells like shit.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Okay,
party
so
naked.
You know how we saw MacGruber?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well apparently I keep telling everyone that it was funny, but
it
everyone
was,
else says it sucks.
It's kind of
because I saw it with
funny.
You and you laughed the whole entire movie.
He laughs about everything.
Yeah.
That's probably why you thought it was so funny.
I know.
Sam's
it
laugh
was so
funny.
Stupid
no.
funny that it was funny. Like, it was so retarded, it was funny.
On that
That's
subject,
what I found so funny on it.
On that subject, seeing movies with different people can make or break a movie.
Yeah,
true.
Well, watching a movie with Sam is just awesome.
Seeing some movies with some of my friends, I realize that I like the movie a lot more, and then when I go and watch it later on, just like by myself, it's terrible.
That movie
I hate
sucked.
It. Yeah.
No.
Like, Adventureland was like that.
I didn't
it
like
wasn't,
that movie.
It wasn't a great movie, right, but I'm saying, like, when we go with the right people, it can turn the movie around. So,
it.
Like, it made it interesting, because
like
you're either making fun of it, or, you know, stuff like that. So, if one of your friends starts laughing, you're like, why the fuck are they laughing about that?
Like, in Get Into the Greek, we laughed at least for, like, a while. We laughed for a while, just straight, after
yeah.
the Jeffrey part with the furry wall.
Let's do a Jeffrey.
That's pretty much how the first time I saw The Hangover was. It was just, like, constant laughing until, like, there was a little, like, dry moment where I got my breath, and then it came back.
That's not a surprise.
Great, that's going to be on the podcast.
Awesome. Thanks,
fuck
sir.
You.
Thanks for the ghetto-ness.
Ow, that really was a hit, though.
That really hurt.
Ow, Charlie!
I've been waiting
really
for that.
Really? Charlie, that
really
hurt.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
That's coming.
I've already said it once today, and nobody said anything.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to encourage
you. You didn't
want to... Hello, love. Hello. Cheerio.
We gotta get the
should
other
we go jogging?
Allie, because she does that too.
What?
Funny because when you said the thing about my bed, Allie, the other Allie that was on here, Allison Laughlin,
mm-hmm.
she said the exact same thing.
About your bed?
Yeah, she goes, oh my god, your bed's hella comfortable, I'm moving in. And I said,
we
no,
should be friends.
You're not. And then she goes, what if I promise to give you back massages like every day? And I'm like, no.
Aww.
But you
yep,
didn't say that to me.
You didn't say,
you
didn't offer anything.
Back massages.
Oh.
Otherwise, I would have.
But I said
that
I was
makes you feel
in,
better.
And they didn't say anything.
Because I didn't. I guess I'm used to hearing it now.
Oh.
So.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
But no matter what, I got dibs on the couch. Couches.
I don't want the couch.
You helped help me move it in.
We did. We've had. This couch took, what, like 2 hours to get in this room?
Three and a half. And we had to end up breaking it.
Yeah, we snapped the back to get it through the door because
just, we can't get it around.
No
yeah.
room to get it
yeah.
around the hallway.
Yeah. Well, that and it has, there's a fold-out bed in here, so it's super heavy. Like,
yeah.
shitloads of metal under here. So
did we put it in a truck, or did we throw it on
we
a
put it on the back of my dad's
okay,
truck.
Okay, that's it, yeah.
I asked my dad if I could borrow his truck to go down the street and pick it up. If someone was giving away for free on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And we were skating by.
Yeah.
And then we saw it,
and
we're like, holy
sat down
shit.
In it for a while.
Yeah, and they were like, I gotta take this to my room. And then you're like, let's do it.
I said, I don't know. She said, okay.
And we came back to my house.
And it's been in here.
Do you guys want to go to a movie tonight?
If I had any money, I would love to.
It's free.
It's free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe
we both work there.
Okay. Well, maybe then.
what
movie?
I don't know.
Whatever you guys want to watch.
Let's go
anything
see that one.
Spliced.
That new funny one.
Oh, get him to the Greek.
Get him to the Greek.
That'd be the third time.
I'm down.
I don't care. I'd watch it again. Russell Brand is hot.
I don't like Jonah Hill.
Well,
he's getting bigger and bigger in every one of his movies.
Oh my god, he reminds me of my brother.
Ew.
Is your brother in movies and he just gets bigger and bigger?
No, my brother just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, well, that's half as interesting because Jonah Hill at least gets paid.
No, my brother just gets bigger and bigger because he's fat.
That's just what he does. That's
just
his job.
What he does. That's his job. If
your
he got paid.
Little when I saw him.
Huh?
When I saw your. Was, when I
no,
saw
it's
your
not
brother.
That one.
Oh, okay.
That little brother is cool.
Okay. Your other brother's not cool?
No, he's fat and mean. And somehow he's getting married.
He's fat and mean.
Is he older?
He's 23,
he's
yeah.
actually
girls
a douchebag.
Girls love jerks, that's why.
No, he's a douchebag.
No,
he's
like
a straight
a
up,
a
not
douchebag.
Nice person.
You guys
my dad
the
even called him a douchebag. Like, that's how big of a douchebag he is.
Cool. Remember that time,
reusable douche?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that time,
exactly.
over at Brian's
why
house?
Why would you shove my brother up anything? Ew. Apparently his fiance wants it, so...
Ew! Anyways, go ahead, Dwight.
Remember the time I was dating Christina?
Yep.
And Brian and her dad came out, and just out of nowhere, like, we were sitting in the living room, I think we were watching a movie, and Brian was across the room, and his dad just comes in the room, and he's walking to the kitchen, wasn't even part of any conversation, nobody was talking, and he goes, Brian, you're so full of shit, your eyes are brown. And he just continues to walk into the kitchen. He said this to his son.
That's awesome.
Was I there?
I don't remember.
I remember him saying that.
You might have been.
And then he's... Yeah, he was a funny guy. He said some funny shit.
Yeah, and then I... Like, right after that, I went out to the porch with him when we were talking about comics and movies and how Spider-Man wasn't as good as it could have been.
Yeah. Oh, I can't read. Wait, I can't.
Her mom hated me.
Yeah.
But that was Brian's fault.
Wait, yeah. I got away from my transaction
I'm okay with it. Whatever.
Whatever, fuck.
She still talks to me now.
Does she?
Yeah. Idiot.
I haven't talked to her. She
keeps wanting me to come visit her in Sacramento.
I didn't make that stuff up.
I don't know. Citrus Heights?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Gross.
I don't know anything about Sacramento.
Ooh. This is not a video podcast. Sex still.
What?
I still want
to
move down
Israel,
there.
Israel wants to go next week.
On Friday.
To Old Sac and then go to New Sac.
He invited me on Friday.
Yeah?
Or Friday or Saturday. And I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to go. Sorry,
yeah, I
Israel.
Think you're working.
No, I have Friday and Saturday off.
Sorry, Israel.
Friday.
Hello, Israel.
But Friday
Hello.
Is kind of... I think Katie Rankin's having a pool party, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
she was at
Friday
your party,
nights.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
For like 2 seconds, and then she left.
She was there for a good while.
I showed up super late.
Yeah.
Like 3.5 hours later.
And then... the party ended early, though.
Well, it was getting dark.
Yeah.
What else were we going to do?
And I was drunk.
Yeah, you were.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. It was, yeah. And then Saturday is Brittany's... She's having a big
Smith?
Birthday party, yeah. And so...
Why is everybody's birthday in May and June?
I don't know, because my friend Russell and Isaac, they're having their birthday party on the 12th, which I think is...
Saturday.
Are you going? We were going to tell you to come.
Oh. And then...
but we didn't tell you yet. So...
and then Chris
is you should know.
Then Chris is having a party Saturday night, remember?
For
what?
Saturday?
Trying to get money together for the stripper.
All right.
Who's having a party?
I didn't pitch in on that because they creeped
me
out.
Just kidding. Fuck you.
So we're going to pay you to strip?
Yep.
You do that in front
of like
20 people?
I can't hang out with you
more
than
a bunch of drunk people.
Yeah, I would. You would. Give her enough alcohol, she would.
There you go, podcast. If anybody wants to donate to the podcast so we can turn this into a video thing.
All we need is alcohol.
Yep.
Buy a case of Locos. And
I was going to say, I'll just buy a bunch of Locos.
Oh, that would be...
That's Bad News Bears.
That'd be crazy.
Anyways.
Enough talking about Angela's stripping.
Yeah.
But, actually...
That's like a contradicting sentence.
What?
Why end that conversation?
I don't know.
Probably because Sam's getting jealous and he doesn't want other people to see her.
Like Sam gives a fuck.
I don't think that would
jealous.
Be the reason.
I
think I would hope
stripping.
That the reason
Can
would be that you just
sunglasses?
Wouldn't want to do it.
I'd really appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, last Tuesday, we went by the river, and I drank a Four Loko, and then I had the shot of Sailor Jerry.
Mm.
Remember we had that talk?
Oh, yeah.
I walked out into the river in just my bra and underwear, and I don't remember doing it. Like, I was by myself, I walked out in the river, because I was getting fish blood off my leg, and then I just took my clothes off and was, like, in the middle of the river.
She did that at our friend
fish
Crystal's,
blood.
Too.
Yeah.
Were you fishing?
These random guys came, and they were fishing, and I helped some guy catch a fish, and I was, like, holding it on the fishing line, and it, like, flopped against my leg, and blood just got on my leg, and so I was in the river trying to wash it off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. No big deal.
No big deal or
no
anything.
No big deal.
I guess something to talk about. You were in a few of Dom's films, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
To be
yeah,
well,
this would be the second time we talked about Dom on the podcast.
Yeah.
Hi, Dom.
You know? Hey,
Dom.
Does
he listen?
Hi, Dom.
We should tell him. I think he'd like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That his videos are awesome and everybody should go to Dominic Grosso's page and
yep.
watch them.
I liked his last video.
No, it's...
did they change it?
Yeah, he changed
Happy
it.
Happy Accidents.
Happy Accidents.
Okay. All right, there you go.
On
watch.
Vimeo.
What was the one
Vimeo?
I was on?
Is that what it is?
Vimeo?
Yeah.
Vimeo? Yeah, that's a website.
Yeah, and he's on there. Happy Accidents. Look him up.
Yeah.
Hella videos, hella good, all of them.
Yeah.
Although I have not
talented.
Watched Blanket Burrito.
Blanket Burrito's really good. Watch it. I'm in it.
Haven't watched that one.
I like his new one where it's like
Duda.
The kid was like little rocket ship.
Future Reflections?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's going to be entered into the New Mexico Film Festival.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Go Dom.
Mustache
go
March.
Woo, Dome!
Mustache March?
Mustache March. That's one of my favorites. I'd be a goddamn fool if I let down my car.
Watch the bloopers; they're funnier.
What?
I laughed throughout the entire bloopers. We're gonna watch that after this. It's really funny.
I'm actually gonna tell Dominic to listen to this one, so he.
I don't
can
even
be happy.
Think he knows about the cast at all. I don't even think I'm friends with him on Facebook or anything. Every time I see him, you know, we talk for a while. You know, Like, I see him in Baskin-Robbins or somewhere else, and
he's in New Mexico now.
I know, I know. He's when the last time I saw him, he said that he was moving, he was going to try to go to L.A.
Do I have to spell your name? I can't spell your name on my phone.
You don't even know how to spell president? Which, by the way, we didn't mention about it, but on Sunday was the Battle of
Is that right? I think I'm wrong, but is that right?
No.
How do you spell your name, then?
There's only one H.
Look at it.
Is it after the W?
No.
DWIGHT.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Not really.
No, it's not. Otherwise, you would have checked it.
That's totally what I wrote. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know why you saw a second H in there, but...
But we did talk about it on Sunday, just not during the podcast.
We didn't talk about it on the podcast, yeah.
And it was the...
It was a historic day on the 6th, 2 days ago, so that was Sunday. Battle of Normandy.
I actually think one of my favorites is The Mistiness.
Oh, God.
Or 5678.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites. Or Facts.
That's definitely...
Facts is a good one.
Definitely not about the war. Yeah. Where did this come from?
I didn't catch on to the war. I'm still talking about Dominic's videos.
Oh, okay.
Where we helped France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Battle of Normandy.
Dwight, is this a heated blinker?
It used
to be. Well, I don't know where the fucking plug is for, like, years. I just use it. Really,
I have an extra one. Do you want it?
Ryan talked about that too. Why is that like a conversation starter? Should I just like leave it out on the couch for like when people come over? Hey, is that an electric blanket? Fuck yes, it is. You want to talk about it?
A piece of paper on it. Electric blanket.
This shit's
real. Let's talk about it.
I want heated everything. That'd be awesome. Like heated underwear, socks, pants.
But then you'd have like those wires around it.
Yeah.
And it'd probably get super hot.
And then you'd probably get sweaty, and then you'd see it through your pants and be like, "Holy shit, is he sweating or did he pee his pants?"
Both. Sweating, and I had to cool off. So.
Something I can deal with.
It's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
So did you pee yourself?
No, it's heated bun. It's heated boxers.
Heated boxers.
Yeah.
But it's summer.
There's nighttime during summer.
You don't want sweaty balls during summer?
What if he's swimming and, like, he just needs, like, heated swim shorts?
So all of a sudden they're waterproof.
Heated swim shorts.
There you go.
So you could be,
all
like, swimming.
All of a sudden they're waterproof.
You could be swimming
in the future.
In, like, Santa Cruz, and you could still be warm in the water.
And then you'd be like, hey.
I love Santa Cruz.
Yeah, the water sucks, though.
Apparently I got half naked in Santa Cruz, too.
Seriously, you have alcohol, you get naked.
I'm pretty sure I've ran naked through the beach in Santa Cruz.
That is not surprising.
I think I was 3.
Wow.
It was like 2, and
it's started that way.
That's where it started.
That's where it all started.
Whatever, yeah. Sam. Yeah. Just jealous because you're not really naked now.
I've been to Santa Cruz more times during the middle of the night than I have during the day.
Hmm?
I've been to Santa Cruz more times during the middle of the night than I have during the day.
Yeah.
When I
got kicked off
Carissa,
a beach in Santa Cruz.
We went down there every now and then, like at like 2 in the morning.
Dating who?
Carissa?
Oh, yeah.
Girl I dated for, like, hella long. Yeah, then she was like, hey, I'm joining the Air Force, sorry.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Not even joking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So,
all right.
That is exactly what happened.
She said, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Basically.
On Facebook. It was
No, it wasn't through Facebook.
Yeah. It was MySpace.
No. That was during the time where I wasn't on any social networking site.
That's true.
I just started Facebook, like, a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, you had one, you just never were on it.
It was all a bunch of pictures of Tom Cruise.
Was it really?
Yeah. Just because my friend wanted me to make one so she can keep a hold of me, and I had one friend on there, and I was like, fuck it. And then I put a bunch of pictures of Tom Cruise, like crazy ones, and I was just like, this is me hanging out with Oprah, and here's me with Jamie Foxx, and, you know, my best friend Will Smith.
No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
And everyone who was like, had this insane face. Apparently he redeemed himself in the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah, he did. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah, he dressed up as that guy from the character that he played in Tropic Thunder. Then he danced for like an hour or something.
With J-Lo.
What do you mean he redeemed himself? What did he do?
I'm saying, like, you know how people used to like talk so much shit on Tom Cruise? Like, he's a Scientologist. He's remember the time he went crazy in Oprah? Oh, that other time he went crazy.
Tom Cruise in the closet.
Everybody forgot about that when they went dancing.
I didn't know he went crazy on Oprah.
Yeah, he jumped up on the couch.
When he was getting married. It's actually a lot of funny, like, animated GIFs online of when, like, lightning's coming out of his hand, and he's, like, choking Oprah.
Yeah, I guess I need to watch the news more.
It's not the news, it was the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not even that dancing thing, but everything else.
About him being crazy?
Yeah.
That's not really the news.
I just knew he was a Scientologist, and...
South Park makes fun of him, like, every time they can.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is stuck in the closet.
Not stuck.
In the closet.
He's in the closet. That was a good episode.
That definitely was. We might get sued for talking about it, though.
No, because we're not making any money off this.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I wish we could make money off this.
Me too.
Whatever.
I gotta make a little donation.
Did
button.
Anybody ever send anything about the hunk for a dollar?
No.
Hunks for money?
Let's Wayne do it right now. Right now.
It wouldn't be a good time to
I
make a video.
I figured you two
it.
Would be one to do
it's
it.
It's nighttime.
She fucking called me one night and told me about it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, we have to do it. We have to do it. I was like, get me drunk enough, maybe.
We have a new game we play at Starbucks now. We see how many times we could say, what size is that to one car. I guess one of the guys I work with today, he said it 15 times to
what?
During one order.
I don't understand. What
like,
size is that?
What size is that? Yeah. What size is that? Like, what size drink? Like, he'd interrupt them. Like, I'm sorry, what size is that? All right, what size is that? Like,
oh, so when they say venti, then,
yeah.
Know,
what
like,
size is that? Size? Yeah.
God, I hate repeating myself at Taco Bell.
You should say it for when they say, like, large and shit. Just make them say venti and grande and stuff.
Por qué?
Well, they're three different languages. Your sizes?
Yeah. Venti?
My buzz.
Is Italian. Right?
I think so.
Well, Starbucks is pretty much all just Italian talking. That's what...
Starbucks.
Yes.
I love Starbucks. I want a cinnamon dolce latte again.
I like the idea of Starbucks.
The what?
I like the idea of Starbucks.
The idea of Starbucks?
I'm not a big fan of their...
I don't know what I like.
Business.
I used to think Starbucks and Jamba Juice is for, like, rich people.
I like...
Like, when we first started
like
getting it around here?
Not for
still
rich,
is. You're
shows.
Pouring hot water through beans, and you're charging, like, $4 for it?
Whoa. Are we talking about Taco Bell?
No.
No. What
the fuck? No, we were talking about Starbucks,
I just said Jamba Juice and
Taco
Starbucks.
Bell
but you said
the
beans,
same ingredients
water.
In different combinations.
Yeah, like,
pour hot
beans.
Water through
okay.
beans.
It could be either or, okay?
No.
So.
Ground beans.
Okay.
Ground compressed beans. Okay. They have to be compressed to get the espresso.
Right.
Oh my god.
So
and then the steamed,
no one cares, Starbucks.
The steamed milk, you know? That's how we...
So, basically, you have hot water, hot milk, and crushed beans.
Yes.
And that costs you $4.
And some flavoring. With, like, I don't know, depending on what the crazy person wants. No foam, half foam. Extra soy. No whip. Extra ice. Extra hot frappuccino. What?
Extra hot?
Yeah.
Has people actually asked for extra hot drinks?
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're
oh.
super hot already.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Extra hot cappuccinos, they want them. Like, a cappuccino explodes at a certain temperature because it's already just foam. And so they ask for it extra hot.
How do you get it extra hot? More.
You just keep steaming it. You have, like, to heat up the milk, you're steaming it.
Right.
Like, and so, normally the thing turns off it. Like 165, 170.
So you don't
and so
burn your entire hand.
You
off.
Turn it back on until 200. Until the milk starts exploding everywhere.
Why would you want a drink extra hot?
A drink at 200 degrees?
Yeah.
Because you're crazy.
I had some lady order just hot water before.
Yeah.
And
I
got to like,
go throw something at
like,
someone that I'm
is
really
this
pissed
tea? And she was like, no, I just like hot water. And I was like, okay, here you go.
How much did that cost her?
No, free.
Lucky you guys. You guys are so nice.
Bean burrito, no blank beans? Is that just, like, tortilla and
that's
cheese?
That's tortilla and cheese, sauce, and onions.
That's like when people order a cheeseburger with no cheese.
Well,
or
it's
a taco
like,
with
like
no
a, just
meat,
a burger
just
thing.
No, if you go to McDonald's on their cheeseburger days, you order a cheeseburger with no cheese if you don't like the cheese. And so it's a hamburger for the price of a cheeseburger, because the hamburgers are more money
why?
Than the cheeseburgers are.
Why? That doesn't make sense. You're adding more things on a cheeseburger,
remember
so.
Remember how McDonald's had, like, the 30-cent
yeah, no,
cheeseburgers?
I remember.
But if you got a hamburger...
30-cent cheeseburger?
If you got a hamburger, it was still a dollar. So you just bought the cheeseburger with no cheese, and so it's still 32 cents.
At Taco Bell, if you donate $1 to help a teen graduate, you get a coupon for a free taco. So it's like, you're pretty much buying yourself a taco.
Your guys' little coin drop thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have one in here?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, okay. I am great at that game. I can
really?
Get it every fucking single time. I went in there one time, I got four quarters in a row, and
I've learned people's techniques because I've watched, like, kids do it, and they just hit the side of it, or, like...
You put it on the... You line it up so it hits the top one, and then you just spin it until it slides off, and it slides like, directly right down onto it every single time.
I'm gonna do that.
Not even joking.
Come into my Taco Bell and do that.
I like Taco Bell that much. Yeah.
I love Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
It's good, but it's not worth going to Ripon when there's two in town.
Yeah, but the,
but the one in Ripon is way better.
Yeah.
It's like 10 times better.
Well, a lot of things in Ripon is a lot better.
This one in Manteca, the Friends beer, is pretty badass.
The one in Ripon's better.
I've went in there, and I talked to them for, I don't know, a good half an hour, just in the drive-thru, just talking about how bad drive-thru sucks. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
The one in Ripon's better. Ew, I hate the drive-thru.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I hate the drive-thru.
Why? I hate drive-thru.
There's this creepy-ass guy who comes through every Sunday night, and he gets, I don't know, you don't know what he gets, but he drives a silver truck, and he's fucking creepy, and he stares at me as if he's imagining me naked every single time.
He probably is.
Yeah. Yeah, he does that to every girl, and to Russell. Every girl in Russell.
He stares at Russell like that?
Like, to every girl, including Russell.
Russell
is a girl.
Pretty figure.
I love Russell.
Deep black.
He's one of those creepy guys that just imagines everybody naked. I wouldn't want to live as that guy.
Another thing we're doing at Starbucks now is like just a few of us are trying to wink at people.
Yeah,
just like hand them out their drink and you give them a good wink.
You tell me that you got to get your timing right, because every time you give,
because like you hand them the drink and they turn and say, so like, here's your drink, and they're like, hey, and they'll like turn away, and I'm like, ah, I'm trying to be like,
yeah. I'm trying to creep you out right now. You're fucking this up.
All right, meow. Here you go. I love saying meow because nobody gets it.
They did back when the Super Troopers just came out.
I know, but now
no one knows.
Like, I'll say it and I'm like, Darcy, listen to me. And I'm like, all right, meow. So that was this, and all right, meow. You want anything else?
Yeah.
All right, meow. Your total is this.
I'm gonna do that next time we're gonna talk about, which is Thursday night. I'm gonna say meow.
Just in case everybody on the podcast wants to
just
know.
Start like whatever.
I'm gonna talk about Thursday night. I'll be taking orders in Ripon. I'll be in the drive-thru.
I'll be in the drive-thru.
What are you guys doing tomorrow night?
Try saying I love you, too. That's a good one.
Oh yeah,
see if
John
you can
juice.
Throw in I love you. I've said that I normally do. Hi, welcome to Starbucks. I love you. How are you today? And
yeah. A lot of people don't catch it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would, because I'd probably say it back.
No, because a lot of people don't even answer me when I ask them how they're doing. Like, they just.
I do every single time.
I'm hella rude to people if they do that,
you.
Or if they come up to the window with their hand with the money already.
Yeah,
out,
I hate that.
I'll like walk up. And then as soon
I'll
as
take
they
my time. I'll be like,
as soon as their hand starts to come back in, like, oh, they're not going to do it. I'll walk up to the window and they'll put it back out. And then I'll walk away.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing tomorrow night?
Work.
What time do you get off?
11.
You guys should come out to Old Town.
Why?
Because Joe's working, and it's karaoke, and all that fun stuff.
Anyways, Dwight.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
so.
Why? I don't
want
to go to a bar. I'm not drinking until Friday.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. You're gonna text me like tomorrow night.
I'm gonna try to drink every night this week.
I'm gonna feel like
that
shit.
Has already been the past 2 weeks. So
I haven't done that in a really long time.
Yeah, my.
That's how you used to live in Ripon, Sam.
No, I mean this past week has been like that.
No, like the last 2 weeks have been a lot of drinking.
There's been a lot of parties.
Yeah,
just like randomly.
I'm sorry
that's
I didn't go to
dude.
Christmas party on Saturday. I really wanted
it's
to
actually kind of fun. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was kind of chill. The cops rolled by with their lights off. Like, we wouldn't see them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flipped a bitch, turned the lights on, and then came and told us to close the garage door. I wish somebody would have just plowed into the back of them and just been like, dude, your lights were off. It's midnight. Like,
yep. They would have gotten a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
We were driving.
If I would have known, I would have came over there and crashed into
them. I would have done it.
The best thing, like, officer, what are you. Like, you're going to arrest me right now? Your lights were off. Like,
like, really? You should just be giving yourself a ticket.
I know. That would have been awesome to say something, though. Like, isn't that illegal to...
Yeah, but see, that's the wrong time to do it.
Yeah. They were on a power trip, it seemed like. They're kind
of... Well, yeah,
dicks.
Probably, because none of their neighbors ever complain. Ever.
No. Never.
For as long as they've been there, like a year and a half, 2 years now.
Yeah.
Never complained once, so...
Gonna go get high... Sorry.
That time. Maybe we should end this because we're at a 1:13.
Probably.
Okay.
You guys are too busy whispering, so.
Well, I was just saying private things because I don't want everybody to know.
About getting high.
That's what I'm saying. It's not podcast time. So.
Maybe.
I have to.
Anyways.
Say. Sorry. Bye.
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 All right. See you guys for the next episode. 12?
12.
Thursday.
12. Thursday?
Tuesday.
That's too soon. Maybe next week.
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Like bye. Next week?
Tomorrow.
Today's Tuesday.
Yes. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.